We start looking back to this week, 40 years ago, and a famous schedule change to Radio 1.
19 minutes now past 7, 19 after 7. And in case you've been out of the country, or you've just been released, or something like that, and you didn't know there's a new lineup on 247 metres, Noel Edmonds here on your breakfast show for this Wednesday morning, and each and every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, Tony Blackburn, 3 hours right through to 12, and Johnny Walker at 2, David Hamilton, and...
I love those double time checks they used to do back then. Yes, this week was Noel Edmonds' first week on Radio 1 Breakfast in 1973. And back then, of course, there were those famous handovers south of the show at 9, so Noel handed over to Tony Blackburn, the chap he'd stolen the breakfast show from.
I wasn't particularly helpful to him when he started Radio 1 because I knew he was taking over my breakfast show, which I considered to be mine, and I wanted it to remain that way for some time. So we weren't the greatest of friends.
It was also this week, but 47 years ago, that Tony Blackburn had arrived on board the pirate ship Radio London, having left Caroline.
Guy Dow there, hard-loving Radio London climber this particular week. And hey, everybody, it's shoe sale time at Revel from January the 3rd. Greatest range of season's best mod footwear in town. Big price reductions. Only shoes in perfect new condition offered for sale. Revel, Carnaby Street, New Bond Street.
That's how to do brand integration, isn't it? This week, 4 years ago, Amazing Radio launched on DAB, replacing Birdsong. And 23 years ago this week, Red Rose in Lancashire was replaced, albeit by two new services on AM and FM.
Now, it's decision time. Will it be 97.4 Red Rose Rock FM or Red Rose Gold on 9.99 AM? It's time to make your choice now.
It's Friday, June 1st, 1990. It's 8 o'clock across the Northwest. And this is the new Red Rose Rock FM.
Best rock, let's talk. Rock FM. Rock FM.
The launch of Rock FM this week in 1990. 2 years before that, though, this week in 88, we heard the first full-time permanent AM and FM split, thanks to County Sound. FM became Premier Radio.
Premier Radio.
And AM became gold.
You get a solid gold. Charge out of County Sound Radio. G-O-L-D.
On the business front this week, 5 years ago, SMG sold its Virgin Radio to the Times of India Group without the Red Virgin brand. The cost, £53 million. SMG had paid £225 million for it. This week, 9 years ago, journalist Frank Gardner and cameraman Simon Cumbers were shot in Riyadh. Simon was killed, Frank seriously injured. The day before, Frank's voice had been heard in from our own correspondent.
I was never a flak-jacket journalist. I never wanted to go and be in a danger zone. But, you know, I did believe in taking sensible, calculated risks. And going to Saudi Arabia was a sensible, calculated risk. It wasn't a dangerous thing to do.
Frank Gardner, now home and back in action. Some voices on radio you recognise instantly, and maybe one of those was Peter Bromley, BBC Radio's voice of horse racing for 40 years. He died this week 10 years ago.
There's only one horse in it. You need a telescope to see the rest. They have a problem to go, and Shagar is galloping them into the ground. 15 lengths at least.
Brilliant stuff. Peter Bromley, we lost his talents this week 10 years ago. Staying with sport, this week 3 years ago, it was goodbye to Robert Hudson. It was Robert's idea to stop broadcasting ball-by-ball cricket commentaries off and on and stick with the whole of each match. Thus began Test Match Special.
Welcome to everybody at the start of this summer. Hope we've all had a good winter. We've got through it anyhow, which is something.
Bowling remarkably enough on this warm morning in a sweater, moves lightly up, well up on his toes.
Ian bowls to Botham. Botham drives his four runs.
Those rich, fruity voices of summer, as heard in last week's programme of the same name on BBC Five Live, marking a farewell to Robert Hudson, the inventor of Test Match Special. He died 3 years ago this week. 1st of June, 1999, and the start of a new galaxy in the northeast. On Breakfast, Stephen L.
I'm very, very nervous. The butterflies are going already, and as you can see, my hand's very unsteady at the moment, but I'm very excited.
Steve Fennell launching Galaxy in 1999, now Capital. A new name on Radio 1 Drive this week, 9 years ago. He'd begun his career in 1998 on Power FM on the South Coast.
We start a new week of In Session with a male solo singer from Bournemouth who is about to be quite big. He got his first signing with EMI Records when he was 17. He's now 21 and still waiting for that first hit.
A 16-year-old enthusiastic Scott Mills who began his stint on Radio 1 Drive this week in 2004. Sounding a little different from that. Happy anniversary, Scott Mills. I'm not quite so sure that Scott would have been ideally suited to a strange show which began this week 63 years ago. Peter Brough was in charge, and for 8 years his BBC comedy show, starring a ventriloquist's dummy, attracted a fan club of 250,000 members and audiences estimated at 15 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Ed Ducaringati with...
Brough, do you have to have your trousers pressed just before we go on the air?
Well, Archie, I like to look smart.
Educating Archie, which began this week in 1950. So, with Kid Jensen leaving Heart for Capital Gold this week 11 years ago, Simon Hurst and Katie Hill becoming hosts of Hit 40 this week 9 years ago, and Channel 4 announcing the launch of Channel 4 Radio 7 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.